Thou calling in, it is Undertaker Fred.
We haven't floated away yet, have we?
No, Fred.
No, you're down there, but it was good.
Fred, do you like the rain?
I was out buying flowers out at Minnehaha greenhouse this morning, and
I like the rain. I want it to rain more.
I was getting wet like Sam was out there. Oh. Now they finally brought an umbrella out for me to walk around out there.
I've never owned an umbrella in my life.
You haven't?
No, I haven't. Oh, and I was out in San Francisco last March. And I was amazed as it rained and I drove around the city. There wasn't a soul without an umbrella. And everybody was prepared. And I've never been that way where I've been ready with... An umbrella is the one tool that has seemed to me to be one tool too many in life. One gadget too many.
Well, when it's raining hard, it's good to have an umbrella.
I know.
Yeah.
But I never saw anybody my age growing up with an umbrella. I never saw another kid have one. When I was a teenager, I never saw another teenager have one. When I got to be in college, I never saw a college kid with one. It just wasn't something anyone I knew used. They were always used by older people, and I began to associate them with aging.
And Michael Jackson, he doesn't even have to carry his umbrella.
Well, that's a parasol.
Did you ever have one of those?
Well, there was one year when I was confused about my identity.
Oh, my. Oh. Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention a woman I saw I can give good credit to. She's from Kenya, and she got the 2004 Nobel Peace Award.
Well, congratulations. That's a hell of an award. That's better than the Pinewood Derby Blue Ribbon.
Oh, man, oh, man. Yeah. And she was dressed in black and white. She was a black woman, but she was dressed very flamboyantly in black and white. And she gave a little story about a hummingbird and a forest fire. You ever hear about that?
And the Jew, the priest, and the Polak?
No.
Is it? No,
it isn't that one. It's a dreamed up story, of course, but it's a good one. This little hummingbird saw the forest fire.
Oh, I know this one. It's a good one. People listen to this. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This cracks me up.
The animals, including the humans, were all fleeing the forest fire, but the little hummingbird went and got a beak full of water, came over and dropped it on the fire. Then the hummingbird proceeded to fly back where he got the water and came back and dropped another drop of water. The people, the animals, were all looking at the hummingbird and saying, "What do you think you're doing?" You know what the little hummingbird said?
Wasting an extraordinary amount of time?
No. Huh. I am doing what I can. And I am doing what I can. And that, you know...
That cracks me up.
I went to the bank yesterday. U.S. Bank out in Wayzata. They put a $1 fee on my statement. And so I went into the manager out there, Skip.
Skip?
Yeah, the name is Skip Jewell out at the U.S. Bank in Wayzata. And I said, "Skip, what's this $1 fee on here for?"
What'd Skip say?
And he said, he couldn't figure out what it was himself. And so he said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'll take that off.
You gotta be kidding.
And I'll give you $5 more."
Skip
and
did that?
Skip did that for me, yeah. And
then the bank president said, "Skip, what the hell are you doing?" And Skip said, "I'm doing what I can."
Well, he's doing what he can to keep the business going. Yeah. And I even had to give him directions to get some chairs up at the lineup when it gets a big lineup there. Yeah. At least have a couple of chairs set out where people that to have a hard time standing for a long time can sit down.
Yeah, you know, Freddie, the thing you got going for you that a lot of us don't is if Skip doesn't take that dollar off, given your background as an undertaker, you it would be fun to just say, all right, Skip, if you're not going to take that dollar off, that's fine, I'll just leave. And then every day for the next week, just be standing in the morning in his yard when he wakes up, just holding a shovel. Just every day with a smile on your face, but don't say anything.
I wouldn't do that, Tommy. But
no, but you could, and the dollar would come off.
Well, I'd
find that
putting
eerie.
More energy into earning that than I would by doing some of the things I need to do.
Right, but it's not about money. It's about pride.
But I enjoyed Sam's talk about the babies that were being born there, the lift. You had to take away the lift, you know.
Because it's the lick that attracts them.
They're coming to see the light, just like in the Blues Brothers were.
Oh my God!
Where Jakey Boy saw the light, you know, and that's what's important is that we see the light. But I heard, you know, back in the old days, the father never was at the birth of the child. He's always in a waiting room or something.
Which old days are you talking about? In the real old days, the father probably was the only one there when the baby was delivered outside of the mother.
Well, that's true also. Sometimes it was born right at home.
Sometimes?
Well, most of the time, probably. Yeah. But
damn near all the time. Up until the 20th century, I think that was the norm.
Yeah, have a midwife and being born at home, But the guys that were sitting in this waiting room in the hospital waiting for their births of their children, the first one came in and said, "Well, you've got twins." And he said, "Well, that's wonderful. I play ball for the Minnesota Twins." The next one came in and said, "You've got triplets." And the guy said, "Well, that's wonderful, too. I work for 3M. And then the third guy that was in the waiting room there, he got up and he was running down the hallway. And the nurse called after him and he said, "What? Aren't you going to wait? Where are you going?" He says, "I'm getting out of here. I work for 7-Up.
That's the kind of a joke. It's not going to be told now. But when comedy advances and stand-up guys are doing comedy 10, 20 years from now, that's one of the jokes they'll tell.
Yeah, yeah. I got one song for you, Tommy. Oliver Coverwell from Britain was over here, and he used to sing this song, "Let the Flag Fly High from the Castle of Your Heart." You remember that one?
Remember it. I wrote it.
You wrote that? But that's your heart is your spirit, Tommy, and you got to leave that. And I sang today at Arby's. I was in there.
You sang at Arby's?
Oh, yeah, I sang at Arby's. I go there still on, like, before I went out to the greenhouse, I went there.
When you sing at Arby's, do they promote that?
Oh, yeah, the manager asked me to sing. He had two new employees that hadn't met me yet.
Boy.
And,
I got to get over there. This is bright and early in the morning on Wednesdays?
Well, no, this is about, I don't get in there until after the Greek study. You see, I would go to that at Sophie's and Embers, and then I go in there after that and Arby's, and then I went out to the greenhouse.
When are your concerts at Arby's? Generally at what time?
Well, usually I'm there right between 9. It doesn't open until 9. No, they say they don't serve breakfast anymore, and I get a kick out of that because, well, whatever you eat early in the morning, that's your breakfast.
So. Well, sure is. So yeah. Sometime after 9 on Wednesdays, you're generally featured at Arby's. That's great, Fred.
I try to get there at least on. I usually get there Monday morning for sure. But
well, that's German study, isn't it?
We don't. Now I just talk with other people that are there. Huh. I've met a couple of guys. Mark this morning was there, and also another guy that was seeking employment. They both were from born in South Minneapolis, similar as I was.
Guys?
They're not homeless. No, the one they're both. One is retired, and one was seeking employment there, but. Let me sing Oliver Coleworth song.
I don't think I can stop you.
Okay. Yeah. Let the flag fly high from the castle of your heart. Oh, let the flag fly high from the castle of your heart. From the castle of your heart. From the castle of your heart. Let the flag fly high from the castle of your heart. For the king is in residence there.
Guy.
Oh, let it fly, let it fly. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Let it fly, let it fly. Let the whole world know. You can get the last word now.
The king is hanging out there.
Yes, the king is in residence there.
There he is. God bless, Fred.
I'll do that a little bit in remembrance of Doris Nye and the good old ones out to Marie Sandvik Mission. Because
very
a lot
good,
of that
man.
Stuff, that's the real stuff, Tommy.
Well, that is. They quit making music when they quit writing those tunes.
You yeah. give Nancy a paddle there and...
a paddle?
Well, we need a paddle if we're going to be able to float down this creek. I got to get a little dry weather so I can spray my dandelion anyway.
Okay then, Fred. God bless you.
Thank you, Tommy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did he say to paddle wildcat?